Welcome to 20 Minutes and 2 Beers In. I'm JD.
Hey everybody, this is Bobby.
Episode 172, and we're in the studio together. We'll have a special guest this week.
He's in the green room right now. He doesn't know what's going on.
He's looking around aimlessly. We're going to talk about a new game that's out that is an old favorite of ours.
Yeah, RBI Baseball's back, and it's on every single platform out there right now.
Officially, like, just recently on every platform.
Yeah, because now you're able to get it on your Android, and you were really ticked off. Yeah. Until you finally could this week, and now you're just going nonstop.
I am. So we're going to get an expert opinion on RBI Baseball 2014.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about. Also, there's a lot going on in the world, and we're going to hit it in the six pack. I got some draft questions for you.
Yeah. I got some music questions for you from the draft.
Music. From
yeah.
The
did
draft?
You hear what they're doing in the draft? They did like walk up music for like you're at a baseball game.
So each player chose their walk-up
music? They chose their walk-up music.
Oh, that's just stupid.
Well, we'll get more into that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's one of these weeks where we have one listener every week who comments on the music we choose.
Mm-hmm.
This listener, I'm not going to name names, but his name's Cliff, is going to really like my music over yours.
Okay. I welcome the challenge. Last time you won... Because he didn't like Rodrigo y Gabriela for some reason, but Gab is awesome.
I thought you won hands down last week.
I did too. What? You chose a poor version anyways.
Wow.
You did.
Right,
what are you drinking right now, buddy?
I am drinking Old Chub. No joke. It is a Scotch ale brewed by Oscar Blues, which I like Oscar Blues Brewing Company.
Yeah.
That's
8.0% alcohol by volume. It'll get you drunk.
A lot of those folks are going to drink this all day.
Yeah.
It says...
Good daytime drinking beer, huh?
The
get you done
slogan,
by 3 o'clock.
It's like Sputnik.
Ooh.
So,
nice.
A virtual planetoid. Pack it in, pack it out. That's what it says on the can. It's pretty good. What are you enjoying today, Bobby?
I got a crisp citrus fresca, buddy. I got work ahead of me, unfortunately, yeah. So no beer for me. I turned my beer over to our guest.
Well, as many of you know, this wasn't ready to be downloaded on Friday because of scheduling, so we're recording on Saturday. So you actually have to...
I got plans, buddy. I got plans.
You got responsibilities.
Big plans.
But I don't.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be sitting here... Drinking Old Chub.
Well, let's get to our guests. Let's bring in Tony before he gets too drunk in the green room.
You bet. So stick around. We're going to be talking to our gaming expert, Tony. Closer than we're safe. Take what you want from me. I'm not afraid to turn around to see you by my side. Hey,
we're pretty psyched to have in the studio Tony Fisher. He's here to talk RBI Baseball 2014 with us. Welcome to the podcast, Tony.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I knew Tony was the right guy for the job because, A, he really likes beer, and we're all big fans of beer.
That he is.
And he's really into gaming, and I know this from gaming on the Xbox with him. He's in my Madden League.
Wow.
Which we're in Season 2, which has taken us 2 years to get into.
Thanks
season
for the
two.
Invite to your Madden League.
Absolutely, buddy. Hey.
Can I fire up my PS2 with that?
I was going to say, no? That's why we're not having you in the league.
Wow, that hurts. But anyway, it is an exciting time for old school gaming fans because RBI Baseball is back. RBI Baseball 14, put out by Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
They're the ones backing this. It is out, and Tony, your initial thoughts?
You know, it reminds me a lot of the original RBI. There's a little bit of nostalgia in the some of the ways that the game is played. You know, in the original RBI Baseball in 1988, you had Tengen who came out with this game, and for the first time, you could really play with the MLB players that you saw, in real life. You got to pitch with Nolan Ryan. You got to play with Kirby Puckett. You know, when you were in the arcade and you had
look
the
alive,
Oklahoma
Kirby.
Athletic. What?
I go, look alive, Kirby. That's what I always say when I play. It's wrong.
With the Oakland Athletics, you got the Bash Brothers.
Yep,
You know, so that game was really groundbreaking because it was the first time you had true, actual data to build a baseball game on. So Nolan Ryan was the best pitcher in the game. There were some, you know, small issues like you could put the ball in the dirt at any time. But at the end of the day, it was a great game because you finally got to play with the players. You didn't just play with generic Chicago or generic LA.
And then since then, I feel like every game since then has gone after. We got to make it as real as possible. We've got to have the authentic stadiums.
Yeah.
We've got to have authentic player movements. Not only do we have the authentic rosters, but every single aspect of the game has to be perfect. You got to be able to make managerial decisions. But now, with this game, RBI 14, it's kind of like we're getting rid of all those things that we've been trying to do, which is make the most real experience and get back to that basic experience of we're giving you the players, we're giving you basic controls, and that's it.
Well, it's kind of like you'd pick it up and you can play. You didn't have to read War and Peace to learn how to play this game. Do you feel like they've accomplished what they needed to with it?
Absolutely. I think when when anyone would sit down in front of RBI 14, the controls are simple. It's back to the basic controls. There's two buttons that you use, and one of them is A, and the other one is B, and you only use B when you need to steal a base. It's perfect. We're back to using the D-pad if you want for some of us old school gamers who, you know, we grew up with two buttons and a D-pad. That's brilliant. You know, you home base is down, and first is right, and second is up. It's really a great game for anyone who wants to play baseball, but doesn't really understand the money ball aspect that you have to have now to play MLB 14 or the game. The metrics that are used in MLB 14 versus RBI 14, two different games, you know, you basically have to be Theo Epstein to understand how to build a team and with these EA Sports games, and even then you still might end up with the Cubs.
Oh! Yeah, well, one thing, I've played it, this new version, on a PS3 and on the Android operating system, and I enjoyed the experience with both. I actually liked the Android experience better. I felt the controls were a little easier to use. What didn't they get right?
Well, I can tell you what they didn't fix is I still will swing at anything that's in the same zip code as home base. And the other thing is, and I'm glad that they didn't fix this because it was part of the game growing up. If you're playing the computer, you get three kinds of hits. You're either going to hit it to the second baseman and be out at first, or you're going to pop out, or you're going to hit a home run. These are your options when you're playing the computer, because the computer knows how to pitch. But I love that playing against another person. I got to play with a friend of mine who was in town. And he and I, you know, we grew up together, so we played the original RBI and then played this. And in that way, it was so nostalgic and so great to have that moment where we're back to being 8 years old and playing just the way we played way back when. So I think the things that got right were you pick it up and you play. You know, you pick your team. They've got all the teams in the major leagues in there now versus the original 8 on NES. And you just get to go. I got to play with the Twins, and he got to play with the Sox, and we played the full nine innings, and we had a blast. And each one of us pitched right into the dirt. And, it's still funny because when you panic, you instantly want to hit down because you got to throw from the outfield down on the screen, and that throws to home. So then you've got that moment where the catcher is trying to get the ball back to first base before the runner gets there. So it adds this anxiety, and you're trying to hit the other guy's controller so that he doesn't make it. But I think in terms of the user interface, I think they nailed it. It really was reminiscent of the original RBI baseball. I love that they used the basic batting, where you can move your batter up and back, meaning towards and away from the pitcher, left and right, and that's your control. And then you swing. That's it. Yeah. It's very simple.
And one thing I was a little disappointed in. You hit the outfield, and all the outfielders don't move at the same. Remember
yes.
that with the original?
Yes,
everybody moves together. I'm glad they fixed that. I'm glad that's a little bit different. But they did bring in the original pop up noise.
Yes,
you know, home run noise. Some of the original noises in there, which I thought were great, because I'm sure there was a temptation with all the technology, we can get some just high powered music in there, but they're like, no, we're sticking with the 8-bit music or whatever.
Yeah, they went
right
back to the MIDI format. The intro music when the game boots up is still the original RBI baseball music, and so you know what you're getting into, which is great. They set it up really well.
Well, and JD brought up another point, is that they're putting it out there not only on the video game systems themselves, but they're putting them on cell phones and iPads as well, which I think it's a perfect iPhone game, because there was Baseball Superstars, which has been free for a while, and they've released I think 3 or 4 different versions of that, which has players in it, the, you know, MLB players and stuff. What I'm trying to figure out is, what is, if you're already playing Baseball Superstars or one of those games that's already out there, what is the appeal of RBI Baseball?
You know, RBI Baseball is a kind of a, you know, franchise unto itself, in that everything owes back to RBI.
Yeah.
You're getting the original experience, and with the new setup that they've put out, you get to not only play RBI baseball, but I believe that their interface is a better interface than the other baseball games that are out there. It's more intuitive. To be honest, let's face it, most of us are playing games either at work or on our way to work.
Yeah.
Not Bobby. Bobby's always yeah, on point. He is.
I'm not crushing candy.
No, right. No, he is not doing any of that. But you know, so you don't want to spend a lot of time with setup. You know, I want to pick my pitcher and I want my batting order to be already put together for me. If I want to change it, I want to have that opportunity. But basically, I just want to go and play. And some of those other, you know, I played the first iteration of some of those other baseball games, and I just was not as impressed as I am with this one. I think it just works better.
One thing that I wonder for you, you're definitely a gamer where I'll play, you know, sports games. I mean, that's basically all I usually play.
But I am a bigger nerd than you.
But does this have enough for you to keep picking it up and playing, or is it a novelty for you?
Well, I think that's an unfair question because basically with a baseball game, I'm going to start it in April when baseball starts and I'm all gung-ho. And by June, I'm done with baseball. So I don't know if I'm the guy to ask, per se. but I think that this has a longevity to it. The original RBI had a longevity to it as well. I mean, they had 2008 Universal World Championship here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the game was 25 years old by that point, and here are guys sitting down playing it anyway.
With this, last question on my part was, a lot of old school games now are going to probably look to get a reboot. What old school game would you like to see rebooted in a similar way that they did with RBI?
That's a great question.
I only have good questions.
Well, thanks. I mean, I've listened to the, like at least two shows, and I don't think that's holy shit. No, I think I'd like to see a reboot of some of the Super Nintendo or Genesis games, namely Gauntlet. I think Gauntlet and Genesis is one of my favorite games. It's a dungeon crawler. It's off of sports, but it burned up hours and hours of my childhood. They did re-release Tecmo Bowl a few years ago for Xbox 360 Live, and that was cool because you had an option to change back to an 8-bit graphics if you wanted to.
Wow.
Yeah, which that was the first thing I looked for in the attributes of RBI was, is there an 8-bit graphic option? And there wasn't, but that's okay because the options that they put out are so good. Like it feels like an updated RBI baseball, which is what it should feel like. But I, you know, to answer your question, I think Gauntlet would be my choice.
Nice. Is there something missing from this RBI that you'd like to see as a made part of the game?
I'd like to see a little more control over pitching. One of the fun things about RBI, the original RBI versus this RBI, is when you pitched against your friends, you could literally put the ball about 20 feet above his head, dive it in, screwball it, put it in the dirt, bring it back up, and then put it across the plate for a strike. It was great. This one is a little more realistic, where basically you shift your pitcher left or right, and then you hit an arrow as you're pitching, and the ball will kind of go the direction of your arrow, which is probably more realistic. And for those of you who like real baseball, you know, I guess it's better. But other than that, I thought they did a really, really nice job with how this game plays. It's definitely one of those ones where you just pick it up, you play it, anybody can play, your girlfriend will play it. I assume there's women listeners, your boyfriend will play it, you know. but I think that they did a really, really nice job. There isn't much here I would change. They even got the fireworks during a home run, right?
Yeah. Outstanding. Well, thanks so much for joining us and talking about this, Tony. And what are you drinking right there?
I am actually drinking a stout beer that's just a lot of words I can't pronounce by Ska Brewing. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. It's a delightful seasonal stout that's both hoppy, grapey, and dark, like my soul.
Outstanding. Well, thanks so much for joining us this week, Tony. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. I love me some RBI baseball. But now, Bobby, it's time for some music.
And you already have confidently swore that your music is going to dominate.
I think mine's good. It's from the old 97s.
Now you're scaling it back. You're like, I think mine's good.
Oh, I mean, it's better than yours.
Okay. All right. There's the confidence I've been
It's the old 97s, and the song is Longer Than You've Been Alive.
We've been doing this longer than you've been alive. propelled by some mysterious drive. And they still let me do it as weird as that seems. And I do it most nights and then again in my dreams. Infinite hallways and giant hotels. Dressing room looks about as good as it smells. Bottles of whiskey, bottles of beer. There's a bottle of medicine somewhere around here. We've been in nightclubs and we've been in bars. Honky-tonks and theaters from Memphis to Mars. Most of our shows were a triumph of rock, although some nights I might have been checking the clock. I'm only human, though I'm super at times. I jump off of risers I should not climb. Rock jumps won't kill you till one of them does. Well, they'll say he died doing what he loved.
All right, so this is that's what you're throwing up.
I thought
this
it was pretty
week.
Good. Very mellow for what I'm used to playing.
Incredibly mellow, but that's good. That's right
it
up.
It was either
my
that
alley.
Or Mastodon, and the new Mastodon's really good, but I went with that.
All right, well, I'm going to throw down, I see your alt country, and I raise you my own alt country. I've played Matrimony on this show before. They just released their first album, Montebello Memories. This song is called Obey Your Guns.
If seeing is believing, we've nothing left to hope for.
While we were listening to that music, JD was also
reading
the Johnny Manziel thing that I guess got leaked by the Patriots.
Patriots
review
wow.
of him. It's on Deadspin.
I mean, some of the highlights to me were comes from
Outlaw Blood.
Outlaw Blood.
It sounds like a country music.
It does,
doesn't he?
but I mean, they weren't high on his work ethic, his yeah. dedication. They just felt like he wouldn't fit in. And they got the Eastern Illinois quarterback, the Patriots did.
Garoppolo.
So I they must be happy they got another male model to be a quarterback, I guess.
Is that your take on...
That was my wife's take.
Did you write that in your scouting report of Jimmy Garoppolo? Male model. Did you see, by the way, Tom Brady's mohawk? He's got a mohawk now.
Giselle let him have a mohawk?
I think Giselle's the one that put him in the mohawk.
All right, Bobby.
Giselle tells me to do something. I'm doing it, too.
that's a good point.
Good
that's
point, Tony.
We got to follow along.
Tony's still in the studio with us. The Manziel thing, to me, I was just happy. And Tony's a Vikings fan as well. Just happy he's not wearing the purple of the Vikings.
Yeah.
So, but it's time for a six-pack of questions, Bobby.
We need our music for that.
And we're going to start it.
Now.
You go first.
All right. Hot Doug's is closing, JD.
I know.
That's terrible. What should Doug Sohn do next, owner of Hot Doug's?
Oh, well, I mean, I think the natural progression is he opens a brat stand. I mean, you go from hot dogs to brat. You're working your way up.
You're graduating.
The cased sausage.
Encased sausage. Encased meats.
Yes,
what he's
encased
defined
meats.
Purveyor of.
Yeah. So, yeah, move up to brats, you know. Put, of course, boiled in beer, because that's the best way to do brats, but that's what he should do.
You're
next.
Telling him exactly how to cook them, too, now.
You know what? If he wants a successful business,
He hasn't done it much longer.
He's done. Speaking of done, Community is not going to be renewed. It is done. I think this is. I think it's been dying a slow death for a couple seasons now, but it went five. Yeah, but there is talks that Netflix may pick up the series. Should it just die, Bobby?
It should die. It should have died 2 years ago when they lost their original showrunner after season three, and then he came back for this season. There was no need for it. I lost interest after season three. It was meant to be short-lived. The way that NBC has done the show, too, they've never done them any favors with their time slots, making them start mid-season, end of seasons. It was a good show while it lasted. It was a lot of good, sketchy ideas thrown all together. But that's it. You know, time to let it go. JD, in the NFL draft this year, it wasn't as big of a deal as people thought it was going to be, but they had walk-up music. Everyone in the first round got to pick who was projecting to go first round and walk on stage and meet the commissioner, had walk-up music planned, and you can go to NFL.com and it shows all that. What would be your walk-up music?
Oh, easy. Easy. The beginning of Blind by Korn. Are you ready? Then I just come out.
Would you come out with your arms open like
I am?
Right
I'm just
now?
Come out like yeah. I'm bringing it. I'm bringing the thunder, and not just because they were serving enchiladas backstage. Bringing the thunder.
If I may interject, I'm a little disappointed you didn't pick Hulk Hogan's "I'm a Real American."
Ooh, close second. Close second. Speaking of the draft, Bobby.
Yeah.
We're round five right now as we're recording this, but it's easy to pick winners of this draft so far. If you had to pick who, what team is the winner so far? Who would it be?
Team? I don't know. Drafts are so. The first round was really. I thought they did a good job keeping everybody's interest, and it was the highest rated NFL draft first round ever. And they actually took away from the NBA, which is the NBA finals. I was like, or NBA playoffs. I was like, there's other sports tonight?
Yeah, what?
But the first round, I liked the Bills trading up to get Sammy Watkins. I liked what the Vikings did by trading back and then getting back into the first round to get their quarterback that they wanted. I thought that was a good move. I thought the Patriots have made some good moves overall with the draft. There's a lot of teams that I think are doing good.
But
I actually
you're clearly
liked...
going with the Vikings.
No, I can't just out of principle because... We've already got you as a Vikings fan. We have Tony in the room who's very pro-Viking. I can't go that route. I liked what the Browns did. I know that it's going to be questionable about whether or not Manziel is going to be the guy, but I liked what they did. They were patient about getting a quarterback. They did the right thing with getting it. So there's a lot of winners so far. I haven't seen a lot of losers out of this draft. JD, have you ever heard of a non-coach, a guy who's never coached before, get more attention than Steve Kerr's getting? Not only the Golden State Warriors, New York Knicks, LA Lakers, these are big market teams that are saying, we want him to be our coach, and he's never coached ever.
Jason Kidd?
He only had one team. He just went right into the Nets.
There wasn't like a bidding for him. I would say no. I don't think I have. And I'm even trying to think to baseball, but even some, you know, those guys maybe had a year or so, you know, coaching in the minors.
And there's not bidding wars for him. There's not a bunch of people that are trying to get their services.
No, yeah, it is surprising. No, I haven't. But I feel like it's just setting it up for some sort of disappointment. I hope he has success. I like him wherever he ends up coaching, if he does.
Yeah.
Meh. Bobby, I was in Nashville this past week, and I was on Music Row, which I don't know if you've ever been to Music Row. It's just a neighborhood. It's just houses. But these houses are all converted to studios.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went into a studio. I cut myself
You
a
laid
song.
Down some vocals?
I did a country song. It was part of a corporate outing, and we created our own song.
I wasn't invited. What are you talking about? We had a corporate outing?
We did. And wow, this is awkward.
I had a great time.
Oh, wow.
Tony was there too. Oh my God.
If I'm going to put you on the spot. You're coming
Would
up
you
with
say
your
that your vocals were Neville-esque? Aaron Neville-esque?
No, because I had a solo in this, and it was a low bass solo.
It got cut. But I did have one. I'm going to put you in the studio, Music Row in Nashville. But here's the thing. You only can do country music, a country song. And I want to know the title of your song. I'm going to give you a theme behind it to make it a little easier. Broncos Draft. Come up.
I have to come up
with a country song with the theme Broncos Draft.
Come on now. All right. There was already Rocky Mountain Elway, which is not a country song so much.
No.
All right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be Raider fans.
Oh,
think
right.
that could work out.
Okay.
Or just Raiders.
Or just Raiders.
Raiders as well. And instead of Ring of Fire, we'll do Arm on Fire. Peyton Manning-esque theme song.
Because the pain from his neck is shooting down his arm.
It could be that, or it could be that, you know, he's throwing all those touchdown passes, arm on fire.
A little calm for me. Calm B.
A little bit.
All right, well, that brings us close to the station. When we come back, last call, one stop away. Last call, one stop away. Bobby, I'm going to start out. Mine comes from Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain foods that I just enjoy, and one of them is bacon. Okay?
I don't think anybody out there, even vegetarians, are probably like, yeah, all right, I'm in on bacon.
And there's different ways. You know, you have bacon and chocolate, you know, bacon and...
Endless possibilities.
Love me some bacon. But some folks in Iowa, in Templeton, Iowa, came up with a new way to experience bacon. It's called the Templeton Rye Pork Project at the Templeton Rye Distillery. I'm sure you've had Templeton Rye whiskey.
Absolutely.
Very good. They're raising pigs that will taste like whiskey. What they're doing is...
Brilliant. Science. I love science.
They purchased 25 purebred Duroc pigs in the project. And they're subsisting on a diet that incorporates distillery grain into their food. Now, the quote was, as a group who appreciates both flavor and quality, we thought it'd be interesting to bring to market a selection of heritage breed pigs that fed on a diet you spent with the Templeton rye mash. You know, it seems good. And even at this stage in the project, the distillery is already fielding calls from people who want to purchase those pigs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they want the whiskey bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems a little odd to me.
I disagree, JD. I believe this is what they're going to serve us in heaven.
Is that like Kobe beef, like where you're massaging the stuff into the cows?
With the
like,
sake into the cow, and then they only drink beer? It kind of feels
Why
like
Why don't we
all
this. Chip in? Let's all buy a pig, like a pot-bellied pig. We don't need to spend too much money. And we're going to massage a bunch of bourbon into it, chop it up for its bacon.
Yeah, one of the quotes was... nothing good happens after 12 p.m., so it seems like that's when this idea was probably thought of after we had a few drinks. He goes, I don't think we're going to have any problem getting rid of those 25 pigs. But they also felt that this is something somebody is going to do, and we want to be the cutting edge of it.
Being the cutting edge of technology with bacon.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'd love to try it.
Yeah, I think when they have a hog roast, we should take a road trip. There's megamouth sharks. Did you know about this? Did society know about this?
Like, what do you mean megamouth?
So in Japan, they caught a 13-foot megamouth shark. I think it's the 55th time this has ever been sighted, is the megamouth shark. And it's known that way because it's got a huge mouth. Megamouth sounds terrifying to me.
It does. It sounds like something the Sci-Fi Channel would have.
I thank you. I'm pretty sure Megamouth Shark was designed by Sci-Fi Network or TLC to promote Shark Week.
Well, they're like, Sharknado went well.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know what? We can throw Tara Reid in this movie.
She's got nothing to do. Ian Ziering, where are you?
Yeah, it's setting it up for this. But now this is in National Geographic has this story about the 55th sighting of the Megamouth Shark.
And
It's caught. Well, they dissected it in front of 1,500 people. 1,500 people wanted to watch a shark get dissected.
I think that's how I want to go.
You want 1,500 people to watch?
I'm dead. You know, they got to pull out my organs to you know, give them to people.
Isn't that how Braveheart ended?
It is.
Wow.
No, spoiler alert.
The Megamouth shark. Freedom.
So that's basically how it went, I think. But I want to see this. I'm excited to look this up online.
You
want to
watch the dissection?
No, no, I just want to see what this darn thing looks like.
It's a weird looking dude. It's not as terrifying as the mouth sounds. So Sci-Fi Network really has its work cut out for them.
All right.
If it's CGI, they did a poor job, but it's sci-fi. They always do a poor job.
Well, that's what they did.
Tony didn't do a poor job, though.
No, Tony Brock, big thank you to
Tony.
Again, thanks for Tony. Joining us, Tony.
And thanks for continuing to drink in our studio and drink all our beer.
You guys don't know me.
Give RBI Baseball 2014 a try, and let us know what you think. You can hit us up on Twitter at the number 2 with 2 beers in. And on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook as well. Email the show 20minutes2beersin@gmail.com. That's 20, the number, and 2beersin@gmail.com. Thanks for joining, everybody. We will see you next week.
Giselle tells me to do something. I'm doing it too.